Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken From Life. Here's Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy holiday schedule to tune in and listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Today, the phenomenal spiritual medium Laura Lee is with us again for her monthly visit to inspire us with her otherworldly wisdom and take your calls. For those of you who aren't familiar with Laura Lee, and I'm pretty sure you all are because she's been here several times and you all love her, if you aren't familiar with Laura Lee and the incredible gift she brings to the world, Laura has the natural ability to access the link between the physical and spiritual worlds. And she is loved and enjoyed by listeners every time she blesses us with her appearance on A Fine Time for Healing. Today we're going to be talking about how to invoke holiday spirit when you're blue. Laura's not feeling well, and I'm down with a pinched nerve, but we're here for you, so we're going to make this show great. So now I will introduce you to my friend and special guest, Laura Lee. Good morning, Laura.
Hey, good morning. I'm so sorry.
Good morning.
I'm not feeling well. We're gonna invoke some spirits and to make this show a little more lively today.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, it's great to have you back.
Thank you for that lovely introduction. You always make me sound like I'm 100% angel, but I'm not.
Oh, you are. You're good. Nobody's 100%.
No.
Nobody's 100%.
No.
So, how do we invoke this holiday spirit?
You know, you were just mentioning to the audience that you and I weren't feeling too hot right now with physical, you know, ailments. And, you know, I've been a little bit under the weather since making a travel for the holidays. And, you know, it kind of brings your energy down a little bit. So today's subject was about, you know, if you're having a blue Christmas, how to invoke that holiday spirit. And, you know, when you're grieving a lost loved one, or if you've lost a job, or if you don't have a home, maybe you're ill, you know, for the holidays, these are easy, easy culprits to really make your Christmas or your holiday. That's just, and we don't even have to use the term Christmas. We can also say holiday because there are so many holidays that are celebrated this time of year. To make, you know, it blue, a blue time when everybody else is celebrating. And gosh, I've lived long enough and without saying my age that I've experienced every single one of those. And so how do you invoke your spirit and bounce back into life during this time is easier said than done, but it can be done with just a couple things, you know, that can turn your energy back around. Because one thing is if we focus on that which is bringing us down and give lots of energy to it, then we're going to continue to sit there instead of participating with life, right? I don't know if you would agree with me about that, Randy, but it's
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah. So So it's like we have to make a concerted effort to, you know, participate with life, and that means being involved and getting out there and doing things that keep us engaged and keep our attention off that which is distracting us. Because usually whatever it is that's happened in our life, it's happened for a reason. Could possibly turn us in a different direction that we hadn't thought about before, bring new people into our life to help us get to the place that we're supposed to go in our life, and all those things can be blessings. So, but as I was sitting down before we got on air, you know, I was channeling some ideas what would help inspire Christmas spirit and or just invoke a spirit in our day-to-day life to help us turn around. And I came up with about 7 things that help us. And so during the hour, we can talk about those things. But had you ever seen the movie Elf, Randy?
The movie or the television show?
Yeah, the movie Elf with Will Ferrell.
Oh, Elf, yes, Where's Elf. Stress? I thought you said Elf. Yes. Yes, I've seen Elf.
I watch it a lot because I've got a little one who loves that movie. And one of the things he's always talking about in there and that he invokes at the end of the show and inspires, you know, the other elf, his girlfriend that he really adores, who she's a elf at a store, is singing, you know, to invoke Christmas spirit. So even if you don't feel like singing, it's just one of the best ways to invoke spirit in your life, you know, on a day-to-day. It's just to lightens up your energy. So, I mean, just pick a song, or if you hear a song when you wake up in the morning, I always hear songs in my head. Just start singing it, even if you can't sing. and that's one of the best. It's so silly, but it works. So,
you know,
doing things
yeah,
like...
You know what I did yesterday? Uh-huh. I was laying here and I was feeling, you know, really kind of bored and tired of laying here. And uh-huh. And I went on YouTube and I looked up some of my favorite artists, you know, my musical artists. And I watched some of their videos. It made me feel so good. So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and that was the second thing they told me that would help you shift your energy and invoke spirit. Or a holiday spirit, and that would be watching movies. And watching movies that really make you, and even if it's a video, I love videos too. I love watching videos. If they aren't too depressing, if they don't get too depressing. I think that Hello video from Adele is a little depressing. But but I love her music. I love her song. And we've been watching a movie a night just because it's the holidays right now, and I have, again, a little one that wants to watch everything that's coming up on TV for the holidays and for Christmas. So we've been watching a lot of shows, and those also inspire. I think Elf is a good one. That's probably one of my favorite movies during the holidays. I laugh every single time. What movie makes you laugh like that?
Right. I mean, right. I love comedies because they take me out of myself and you know, take me away. It's funny.
Right.
I'm not a comical person, so it's fun to watch it.
What's your favorite for the holiday?
Oh my gosh. I don't really have a favorite for the holiday. You know, I just have favorite people that I,
Do you have a favorite comedy?
Do I have a favorite comedy? You know, I love sitcoms. I watch Seinfeld over and over and over. I just never get enough of that. I think it's funny every single time, and I've probably seen every episode hundreds and hundreds of times. But as far, I can't really come up with a movie that, you know, is like one of my favorite,
Yeah, we're really into the Big Bang for a good laugh.
Oh, you are?
I don't know if you've ever seen. Yeah.
I mean, I know of that. I know of it. I don't watch it.
Oh, it makes
But
me
anyway,
laugh.
Well, let's get started with our first caller. who is Kimberly from area code 256. And Kimberly, I'm getting to your mic. 1 second.
You know what? We should have our callers mention something.
Hello?
That Randy.
Okay. Yeah.
We
mention a movie
have
or
our
something.
Callers
that...
and, yeah. A
okay.
Song or a movie that makes them happy.
Okay. All right. We do have Kimberly now online. Good morning, Kimberly. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you?
Good. And do you have a favorite song or a favorite movie or something that lights you up?
Yes. It's A Wonderful Life.
Okay.
I do, too. That's a good one.
Yeah. What is your question
for
Laura?
Well, my question is about transitioning to a new career, hopefully moving out of the state I'm in right now, and just some information about that.
Well, Kimberly, so moving within the state or moving out of the state?
Moving out of the state.
Ah. You know, when you talked about it, but yeah, I'm maybe I'm crossing wires. I don't know. There was a connection before you even said move. I was closing my eyes, and the first thing that popped up for me is Florida. Are you connected to Florida in any way?
No.
And I just for some reason that's what comes up for me. I see a young boy connected to a young boy for some reason that's also a pull. Who's this? Do you have a young child or a young boy? Pardon me?
My son.
Your son. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So, you know, I've got to say, I don't know if you've been asking for assistance, but I see a whole host of angels around you, you know, because I feel like they've got your back. And I don't know if you've been asking for assistance, but I feel like when people have a lot of angels around them, it's like they've been calling them in. And
yes.
So you've been sending out a vibration out there. And I feel like this transition might have something. You might want to write down Florida, because I feel like something might pop up that might cause you to go there, okay? And I feel, and they just gave me, you know, the young boy, your son, as a confirmation to this, okay? And I feel like he's the reason you have to do these things.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah. He's graduating and going away to college after this year.
Well, yeah. God bless.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
So you, on some level, you're a little free. You're a little more free.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, not a little more. You know, our kids can be with us throughout our entire life and support and need our support in so many different ways. So I don't think he'll completely go away from you. Okay. So, the other thing is, so I think something's going to happen for you really soon, probably in the new year. But you have to be open and receptive to where the possibilities are for you, and just trust your instincts. And sometimes when our head gets in the way and we're sitting there trying to rationalize it, then you know you're trying to talk yourself out of it. So I want you to really pay attention to the vibration or what you feel when you hear the call, and it's really exciting. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like there's a connection to that. Okay.
Okay.
I also, something that they keep wanting me to address is who's got, I also see, somebody's telling me something about a chest, having a hard time with breathing. And it might be in their lungs or close to their heart. And I don't know if this is you or your son, or maybe it's even a spirit that I'm, pardon me?
My grandmother.
Your grandmother, right now? Is she in the physical? Oh.
Yes, she's in the physical, yes.
Yeah, because I almost feel like I'm having a hard time breathing with, you know, trying to grasp what they're trying to communicate here. Are you close by to her right now?
Yes, I'm going to see her tomorrow. She's in Alabama, in Georgia.
She feels like she's suffocating, and I just feel for her because I don't think they've been able to do anything to help clear it up for her. So this is very good that you're going to go see her. And, I just want to impart that maybe you can give her some words or just, you know, ask for guidance to give her the right words to help her, you know, do this transition or even, you know, ask for guidance to bring forth the right medicine so she can open up and breathe. Because I don't know if she's got somebody advocating for her, to the doctors.
Right, right. In fact, the last time I was there during Thanksgiving, I was the one that had to keep asking for help for her.
Maybe it just means a switch in medication. But I feel okay. I mean, like right now, I'm having a hard time breathing, feeling, you know, what she's feeling. So. I would step up the plate. That seems really important right now. And I think, of course, you know, everything else will fall into place. So don't put your attention on it too much with your job and everything, because I think it'll fall into place exactly how it's supposed to. They're working on it for you. Okay? Thanks for calling in. I wish you happy holidays.
You. Happy holidays to you, too.
Thank you, Kimberly. Thank you. You know, I wanted to ask you, Laura, when you say that you see angels around us when we call them in, what are they doing around us? What do they do? Are they whispering ideas, or are they just giving us support? What is it that we're getting?
They can do a lot of things. They inspire us to do things. Like, for instance, she's already going to her grandmother after I had already brought up the issue.
Okay.
Okay, so they also showed me the state and the boy, that seemed to be really, key confirmations to what she's looking for. So, I mean, they're just like the spirits in the sense that, they'll invoke us to take action or do something. That's for our better being. So they inspire our thoughts. But she's been calling them forth. So when I see there's more than one, or many, it just means that she's been putting it out there. It doesn't mean that anybody who's got one, that they're bad.
Right.
It just means that they might not believe like she does.
Okay.
So.
Okay, good. Thanks for that explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we have Rose, area code 201. Good morning, Rose. Your mic is open. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Rose. Good. Before you start asking your question, what's your favorite song to sing or movie?
Oh, the same one. It's Wonderful Life during this time of the year. It's a beautiful movie. And I also like Sleepless in Seattle.
I like that one, too.
Yeah, that's a good love story.
Yeah. Well, anything that Tom Hanks did back in that age,
was great.
Yeah, he is great. What can we do for you, Rose?
Well, I'm also concerned about my career. I've been looking for work, and I haven't had much luck. So recently I hired someone to rewrite my resume, and I'm hoping that it will help change things. What do you see with regards to work?
Well, first of all, Rose, I get a sense that the first thing that they gave me was part-time. Are you working part-time now?
Yeah, I'm temping.
Yeah, you're tempting. Okay. All right, so I am on you. Okay, because they, it seems frustrating because obviously it's not, what's the word for it? It's not enough, right? And
right.
I think that other opportunities from the same temp agency are going to come forward. And so there might be more than one opportunity, and it might be up to you to negotiate how you can balance the two. I know that's not what you want to hear, because you probably want one solid thing. But in the interim, this is my understanding. This will give you the base that you need, and until you find something. And I think you're going to find it on your own, away from the temp agency. So,
what, a permanent job? I'm going to find on my own.
Pardon me?
I'm going to find a permanent job.
You're going to find another job that's going to be on your own. But I want you to remember this, too. Nothing's perfect. Nothing's perfect. But, you know, and there's going to be some things that, you know, with the shift that you're going to feel is uncomfortable, but you're going to be provided for, okay, when I say that another part-time job is going to come along, but it might cross over with the hours that you're working now. Because I think the place that you're temping for right now really likes you, and they're going to extend it out longer than they anticipated. They're going to continue to need your help. But then, like I said, another company is going to come in, and you're going to have to find out how to work the hours so that you can do both. Okay?
Yeah, but I'm not temping steadily. It's just, you know, on an as-needed basis, so.
Yeah, I know, but they're going to need you. They're going to need you more in the new year. Okay?
Okay.
So, and I feel like a lot of it might come because something to do with the taxes, you know, taxes. So I don't know, maybe it has something to do with bookkeeping, accounting, or something of that sort. Have you done any type of work like that in
no.
the past?
No.
Okay. Well, just write that down, okay? And what was the other thing? And Rose, as I say this, are you right-handed?
No, I'm left-handed.
Oh, you're left-handed. Well, then that puts family on different sides for me. Okay, so then I see a woman who's over on a side that I would normally say is more paternal than for you. So it seems like a grandmother figure that might be over there on your paternal side. Okay, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you are ever connected to her. But it's the one thing that I think that she's really good at was balancing, you know, making things work on an as-needed basis, even when things got tough. And I think she's imparting those skills with you. Okay, so it seemed like she always took care of things and knew how to balance things and make things work. Was she ever on, do you recall if your paternal side mother was ever single for any length of time? See, as a single parent?
No.
Well, that's what I get. That's what I get. Are you the single parent? Have you been a single parent?
No.
You haven't? Okay.
No.
Well, I'm just, that's what I'm getting, unless it's on your maternal side and I've got it switched up.
No, she wasn't a single parent either. Oh,
well,
my grandfather died. Yes, my grandfather died from cancer, and that made her a single parent.
Okay, well, that's who I'm getting it from. Okay?
Okay.
So maybe I got them mixed up because I got confused with the sides there. So she's imparting those skills to help you balance it. Okay? And it's going to happen. All right?
You don't worry about it. Job coming at all in the new year?
Well, like I said, it's going to be another part-time, and then you're going to find something outside the temp agency on your own. Okay?
All right. Thank
good
you
luck
so
to
much.
You. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Thank
happy
you.
Holidays.
Thank
Go
you.
Go see It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, I know, right? I haven't seen it yet. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Have a great day.
So, you know what? I know we got on to singing and movies, but here's a couple other things that we can do to really invoke spirit, you know, during this time of year, especially when people are losing their jobs. That's a tough one. And especially when, you know, this whole season's about gift giving and, you know, stretching our dollar, trying to you know, consumerism is such a big play in our world, and especially here in the United States. So one of the themes I was channeling to help invoke spirit is just even playing music, which you did also by watching the videos, you know, Randy, the other day.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, you know, right now, I know not everybody is Christian out there, but if there's some music that really inspires you and really lifts up your spirit, play it all the time to really shift your energy. For me, it happens to be, you know, playing Christmas music, you know, 24/7 while I'm, you know, being home for the holidays. That really invokes my spirit. So does playing jazz music for me, since I come from near Chicago. We're really big jazz people. So I love listening to jazz music. That really gets my blood moving. The other thing they recommend is to really reach out to friends and family during this time of year, because, you know, when you visit with somebody that is a friend or a family, they might be even going through a tough time, and maybe getting them out and doing something like going to have lunch or going to have dinner or just spending some time with them can sometimes shift your energy as well. We traveled home for the holidays, so I've got my family all around me. That helps out a lot when I've been feeling a little bit ill myself. So those kind of things do shift our energy to participate in life, because when we're going through, you know, a tough time, our first instinct is to close our door on everybody and isolate ourselves. So do everything
right.
that you can. Right? Isn't that true?
It's so true. Like when I, you know, when I was in the worst of my pain from this pinched nerve, if I would get a phone call from somebody who made me laugh, the pain would just like subside for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It is. It is amazing. So there's a few more things. There's one more thing, and then we can go to another call. They recommend doing a little decorating.
Decorating.
So, yeah, decorating. And if not decorating, you know what's really big right now is coloring books. And so we're just saying all my nieces, even though they're really young, they love the decorating, but they're getting into those really fancy decorating books, those really coloring books that are, you know, almost like intricate designs and everything. And I guess you can download an app now to color on your smartphone. So, I mean, those little things I would consider are more in the decorating realm. So, you know, just doing something artistic or creative in that respect will kind of shift your brain to a little bit more upbeat and shift you out of feeling sorry for yourself or feeling blue about whatever's going on in your life. So put your attention on someplace that's going to lift your energy with the music, family and friends, or doing some decorating of some sort.
Okay, all good things, all good points.
So should we ask people what their favorite music is when they
call
in?
Okay, I have not talked to this caller yet, but this is area code 973.
973.
Yes. 973, are you there?
Yeah.
Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hello. What is your name?
Yes. Hello, my name is Mona Solomon. I'm from New Jersey.
Hi, Mona.
Yeah, hi, Laura. Hi.
It's been such a long time since I've
talked
to you.
Yes, it has. Yes, and thank you. You have been amazing.
Yes.
It's been so wonderful guiding from you before. I just thought I was going to call in for first time for this show. So I'm happy to be here on the call. Thank you.
Very good. So did you hear us talk about some of the things to invoke spirit? I mean, what's your favorite music that you like to play that gets you going?
My favorite music?
Yes.
Yes, I love to listen to Deva Premal. She's one of my... I keep that music on basically through the whole year. She's very... It's chanting. And I love that. I have lots of her CDs, and it's just... It's always there. It's just such healing.
I love Deva Premal. I used to play her consistently too. She's to me a yoga. I used to play her for yoga all the time. So
yeah,
I still carry her stuff around too. So I just love her too. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
So what can we do for you today, hon?
Yes. Well, if you have any guidance or anything, if you get anything in, I'm happy for that. I'm kind of going through in my life right now. It's I realize I'm holding a pattern in my life because I keep getting kind of some kind of sickness every 2 years. And 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, I injured my knee, and that became well after a few months with healing, different essential oils and healing, changing food and diet, and got some healing from a shaman. So that healed, but no, the same knee kicked up, and I discovered that I had actually Lyme disease. But I am healing from that now with using no antibiotics, just healing modalities. And I am getting much better, but I think there is, like, in my energy field, I am open. I am receptive. I'm holding different patterns that are blocking me. And I really would like to have some clarity if there's any messages from the angels. What, is there anything I should let go of to move forward? I'm not sure if I'm stuck or whatever it is.
Mona, gosh, you make me laugh. The first thing when I came into you, when you started talking, is I felt like such a depleted of energy, like you're always weak and tired. And then you said that you had Lyme, or what was it? You were
Lyme disease.
Oh, that stinks. So it was probably associated to that. And, you know, the other thing that I got immediately when you started talking was, I feel that you're having challenges moving forward, which might be an indication of the knee, and it's about a relationship, and a relationship from the past that still keeps circulating in your head and around your energy, and you haven't been able to let go.
That is right.
And, pardon me?
Yes.
Okay, do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes, I divorced 3 years ago, but I still have a sort of kind of some kind of relationship with this man, because not any physical, but we have a younger daughter, and we see each other for birthday, and he's going to come over here for Christmas, because I haven't been able to find a way. My family is in Norway, and I don't have many. I'm trying to be kind to him, mostly because of my daughter. Makes her happy.
Oh.
Yeah, and I really originally wanted to move to California, where it's another vibration. I'm stuck here, living in a house. It's very nice, but I feel that it's something not right, and I'm feeling very frustrated.
All right, so stop for a second. Trust that everything's perfect the way it is, okay? Because I you know, if you can't get out from under the situation, there's a reason why you're there, okay? So this is part of why, you know, you've been having the ailments, okay, and it's just dragging you down. So how you can shift it around, okay, is ask the angels just to take this burden from you so you can shift the energy between you guys, and, you know, so you can do better and be the best that you can be for your daughter, which I'm sure you're already a great mom, okay? So, but I get you. I've been in those boats too. So, you know, if just see, you know, him in front of you and just send him love and light and ask the angels to take this burden up from you, okay? Doesn't mean that, you know, everything's going to fly away or anything like that, but just to take this energy and this burden from you, from your heart, and restore peace and love and joy to your heart, okay? And I know that sounds woo-woo, but if you do it enough times, it will work, because then you don't have any angst or any energy that is detrimental to your health, okay? Because anytime we sit there and we hold that angst and that energy, it's going to bring us down energetically and get us sick, okay? So, and that's what's been causing the knee and causing the depletion in the energy, and makes you susceptible to, like, a Lyme disease, okay? So you got to find ways to turn your energy around in that regard. Okay. The other thing, too, have you done any healing energy or healing work on yourself, or do you, have you learned any of those skill sets for other people to do that for other people?
Yeah, I once took a Reiki one certification like 10 years ago, but I haven't been using that at all. It's just to learn that. And
They want you to use it on you. Okay?
Yes.
So start using it on you, okay? Because that stuff works. I'm a Reiki master, okay? So, I mean, sometimes even myself when I, you know, find myself, I forget to use these tools sometimes too, but you were given that tool for a reason. So start using those tools on yourself, okay? And the visualization of seeing, you know, the angels take away your ex and, you know, or at least taking the burden from your heart emotionally, okay, so that you can be restored and be present here and with the holidays, okay, and shift it just for your daughter's case, okay? But trust that everything's here for a reason. You don't know yet, but you'll see it later. Okay, and it'll be a good thing. It'll be a good thing, I promise. Okay?
Yeah.
So thank you for calling in.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you for calling in, Mona. I wish you
thank
happy
you.
Holidays.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, wonderful. Right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Have a wonderful holiday. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thanks
you.
For calling,
yeah,
Mona.
Bye-bye. Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Okay, do we have...
I think we should just... Yeah, I don't think we have time for any more callers, but I think that we can finish our discussion. But I just there's something I wanted to say about that physical thing, and it keeps coming and going out of my mind. Okay, let's just keep going until it comes back. I lost it. I lost my train of thought. Okay.
All right, that's okay. Okay, so let's talk about a couple more things that we can shift our energies and invoke the holiday spirit. One of the things that they told me is go to that party. If you're invited to a party this holiday, even if it's the office party, or if you're not even working in an office party, just, you know, find out some event that's happening in town, in your local area. Participate. Go to it. If it happens to be a parade, go to the parade. If it happens to be, you know, a party next door at your neighbor's and you're invited, go to it. Even if you don't have an invitation, start a party at your own house. Just have a couple friends over. You know, make the effort to have a party. And if it's not in your own home, go out and do it at, you know, a restaurant and have a few people over and go with you to have those kind of activities that are a little more festive and give you a little more boost in your energy. It's so important, again, just to be out there involved with people. The last thing that I was channeled for invoking holiday spirit is giving. And when you give, don't expect something in return because you will get something in return. It usually comes in a different manner from somebody else. But when you give during this season, which the season's all about giving in some level, and it doesn't have to be anything material. It can be even something, you know, as spending time with somebody. Or calling somebody up and spending time in that way. That giving, even if it is something material, something small, just as a gesture that you are thinking of that person. A lot of times, I haven't been giving out or sending out Christmas cards like I used to in years past. I've been sending out e-cards, and that seems to be a little easier for me to reach all the people I need to reach, just to let them know they're still in my thoughts this time of year. So that is the final, you know, recommendation in invoking spirit for the holidays. But again, the bottom line is getting out of yourself and not dwelling on the issue so much, and instead being participant in life to kind of increase your energy and get back out there, because sometimes time heals, and things will heal on its own, and things will find a way if we just give the room to breathe for it to happen.
That's very true.
That's very true. I remembered what I was going to say, Laura.
Okay.
I was going to say, you know, when you were talking to Mona and we were saying how we can ask for things, but they don't always happen and they always work out the way they're supposed to, those kind of things, which I completely believe. But I, you know, in my life, when the universe does not want me doing something, they put blocks in my way that are, I can't even move.
Right.
Whether they be physical, emotional, I mean, I feel these blocks, you know, and when they're there, it's very frustrating, but I know there's a reason why they're blocked. They're saying,
right.
The universe is saying to me, no, not right now.
right.
And I've learned to accept that.
Yeah, I agree. And it seems so frustrating right then and there, and I'm the type of person who doesn't give up and I keep going. And then I'll find that same block pop up more than once. I'm so stubborn that I almost have to see it three times before I believe it.
Okay.
So if you understand what I'm saying, so if you see
I
it
do.
Three times or
right.
more, or if you start hearing it more, then trust that, you know, that message is sent for you.
Right.
You know, and you know what? Usually we know what it's about. Like, let's talk about a physical ailment, like Mona had with a knee. She already knew what I was talking about before I even got into detail. She knew who the person was in her life. We already
right.
know the answer. We don't even need a psychic or a medium telling us. All I do is confirm things we already know within ourselves, but we don't want to
okay.
acknowledge it. So, I mean, if you guys just take the time out and just meditate and ask what it's about, you'll be revealed the answer. And if you don't trust your answer, then ask for tangible evidence. And that's what I always do, because sometimes even I have a hard time trusting my own inner guidance, and I ask for tangible evidence. And so that I can see it in the physical, and I can see it with my own eyes, or I hear it from somebody. Or, you know, somebody shows me something, it's a newspaper clipping or a study or
right.
something of that sort. Do you know
right.
what I'm saying? And it just
yeah,
validates
sure.
what I already know.
Right,
so,
synchronicities or things, right, things that are
right.
seem like coincidences, but they're not. They're signs. They're signs for us
right.
along the way.
Right.
So I'm going to have to say goodbye, Laura. We are
yeah.
really getting close to running out of time. But this has been a wonderful show. Thank you. And I wish you and your family a wonderful holiday, a happy, safe holiday.
Thank
and I hope
you.
That you feel better. And
oh,
when we
and
get together next
too.
Month, which will be Laura will be back January 27th, same time, same place. And we will see you again, and I hope that you're feeling better then.
Awesome. Thank you. And I hope you are too. And I hope things turn around for all you guys. You have a happy holiday.
Thank you. You too. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
So, bye-bye. So we are out of time for today. But if you have any comments or questions about today's show, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. Randy is RANDIGFINE.com. My website is randygfine.com. If you visit my site, I have everything that I do is on that site. There's links to every show. There's over 150 shows, so there's definitely going to be something that you'd be interested in listening to. So check out my website, randygfine.com. Stop by and visit my Facebook page, randygfine.com. Randy G. Fine, not .com, just Randy G. Fine, and like me. And if you enjoy listening to my shows, please become a show follower so you will be advised of all the new programming. We're booking into March now, and I have some phenomenal guests for you that you do not want to miss. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. I wish you all a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. This is Talk Radio show host and author and counselor Randy Fine signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, Randy G. Fine, RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait.